Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. How are you? This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. This is our podcast, weekly podcast, off-season. It's June 21st, Tuesday, the longest day of the year. Love summer. I live in a place where it gets pretty hot, and it's triple digits here today. But I like the summer. It's 11:39 a.m. Tuesday. This will go hit your podcast everywhere you get your podcasts. We're everywhere. Love it. And then it'll go on the site on Wednesday morning. So if anything happens in between now and then, it's not on the show. If you're listening, it's Wednesday. That's why it's taped on Tuesday. And maybe one thing that could happen, I don't know, but there's all of a sudden a lot of Sue, Ndamukong Suh. A lot of Sue talk with the Raiders. It's been brewing, bubbling, I guess you would say, for, you know, weeks and months, because he's been out there. Sue is a guy who, you know, who gets himself great contracts. He's a brilliant guy in addition to being a really still a dominant defensive tackle, pass rusher, age 35. So he'll wait, and he's going to wait. But there was some, you know, some talk about maybe Raider interest. But now, you know, he was on ESPN yesterday, and Mina Kimes, the host, mentioned the Raiders. And he smiled, and he said, you know, hey, I've been texting with Chandler Jones and Max Crosby a lot. And can you imagine those three on the same defensive front? And you know, then Adam Schefter tweeted that. And then this morning, Sue tweeted, the Raiders could be fun. So he's adding smoke to this. And then there was a report, the real first substantial report, saying there's mutual interest from Sue and the Raiders. That was from USA Today. And I said that he's had a lot of talks with the Raiders and Vikings. So it's probably getting closer. Will he sign with the Raiders? I don't know. But the report, I tell you what, I put more credence into the report than I do what Sue said, because Sue's just a player, and he's not in control if the Raiders actually want him. But now there's been a report, a substantiated report, that says the Raiders do indeed have interest. So I think that's the most important element of this thus far. Because, again, players can want things, and, you know, Max Crosby and Chandler Jones, they don't necessarily make any decisions. Not necessarily. They don't at all. So that's not the important part. The important part is if the Raiders are interested. The important part of it is if Ziegler, McDaniels, and Patrick Graham want them. And then, so now there's smoke that is, they do want them. So there's interest. So we got to pay attention. Would he be a good fit? I don't know, but he's a good player, and they could use some. They have a crap ton of defensive tackles on that roster, but he would give him a real element, and he would help guys like Matthew Butler and Neil Farrell, the two rookies. So, you know, very interesting. And we'll take this in late June, right? We'll take that type of stuff. But we'll see, because we've heard the Gilmore stuff before, the Honey Badger stuff before, and it never happened, right? So now maybe, there's something to it. And that would be really interesting. And I think he would look great in silver and black. It would be the silver and black. Hey, sue me. Gave it a shot. So, yeah. Again, there's not a whole lot to talk about nowadays. And that's going to change soon. They're going to be in camp in about a month. And I'm excited about that. So, you know, I mentioned it was June 21st a little bit ago. This is a significant day in NFL history and Raiders history. A year ago today, in just, you know, it was a quiet Monday afternoon in the NFL. I was getting ready to take a trip to Nashville in a couple of days. It's kind of, okay, last couple of days before vacation. And a major story hits on Instagram. Carl Nassib, my favorite part of the story is just how chill he was about the whole thing. He just, you know, came out, and it was awesome. And it was a year ago today, and I think that it's a huge thing. It's really, really in a special day in the NFL. And so I wrote about it, but my angle was, okay, now he needs to get a job. Because it's a test of the NFL. They celebrated him, and the NFL did a great job marking what he did. But, you know, he came out as a player. Now he has to be signed as a player. And he was cut from the Raiders because of football reasons. He was making too much money compared to his production. You know, you could see that coming for a long time that he was going to be cut. But he deserves to be in the league. And so I wrote about that, you know, he, you know, and it was proven last year that nobody cares. So I hope he gets a job based on his football ability because, and, you know, he belongs in the league at 29 years old. He still can bring something as a rotational, situational pass rusher. So today's an important day. There's talk about, you know, the Raiders might be a running back by committee. I think Vic Tafer wrote about that. I don't think there's any doubt that that's going to be the case. I don't think there's any doubt. You know, that's what McDaniels does. That's one reason why he signed guys. He drafted guys. And he didn't give the fifth-year option to Jacobs. Yeah, it's going to be running back committee. And this, and we talked about it before. This is a offense, this is a team that is based on opponents. So there will be different featured players depending on the opponent. And I think it's going to be very much the case in the backfield. Darren Waller was on Jim Rome's show. Darren Waller is a great media guy, and I appreciate him. He's been on our podcast twice with Marcus Johnson and Matt Holder, and you know, very excited to help get that put together and give those much, and I appreciate him. And I love this podcast. I'm not getting emotional, just got a little caught up there. Anyways, I love this podcast. It's called The Comeback Stories. I'm a big fan of people that come back. He came back. You know, I'm also a big fan of Ryan Leaf. This guy was in prison, and he's flourishing. I love guys that, and I've told Ryan that. If I get a chance to talk to Darren, I'll tell him that. I'm a guy who's had some personal comebacks, and so I just really appreciate that. Hey, you know what? That's the thing we do on this podcast. We just talk, and I don't know. I didn't know I was going to say that a minute ago, but you just talk, and it's June, and we can do that. But anyways, Darren told Jim Rome that the AFC West is so tough, it's going to be like, you know, a gladiator fights. I mean, how cool is that? So it's going to be a fun division, and we're getting closer, and I can't wait for it. And there, you know what? There's our show. It's a short show, but that's okay. I don't need to sit here and go on and go on. It's June. Next week might be more talked about. There might be a new defensive tackle to talk about. We will see. But check out our site. We always have stuff every day, multiple stuff. Me, Ray, and Marcus, and Matt, and they do a great job. And I appreciate everybody listening and reading. And take care. So you know what I want to do? You to do the rest of the week, right? I want you to have fun, and you want to be safe. Do those, and we're going to be in business. So this is Bill Williamson. And this is Silver and Black Pride. Take it easy. See you later. Bye.